This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Yeah, you were right. My bad. Trey is not a finalist for the Clutch Player of the Year Award.
Okay, who won it?
Disrespect continues. Well, no one's won it yet.
The disrespect continues.
Yeah, the disrespect. Come on. The man's the clutchest player in the NBA. He had number one.
The disrespect continues.
Number one in clutch time assists. Number one in clutch time threes made. Number two in clutch time scoring. Mm-hmm. The disrespect continues. The finalists are Jalen Brunson, who didn't play the final 20 games of the year.
Okay.
So how can he be the clutchest guy? Didn't even play.
Okay.
Anthony Edwards, who is quite clutch.
Okay.
And Nikola Jokic.
Really?
Yeah, those are the three guys.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's not named for anyone other than Kia.
The Kia Clutch Player of the Year.
The Kia Clutch Player of the Year. Doesn't have a player associated with it yet.
Okay.
But maybe someday it will.
Yeah. They need to.
Anyway, my bad. I just assumed, because it was so obvious that Trey should be nominated for that, that he would be.
No, they got.
They
got like a Magic Johnson Award for like the best assister?
Like the best no-look passes?
I mean, the best assister.
I don't know.
I'm sure,
it seems like they're coming up with new awards.
Yeah,
like,
Magic ain't got no. No, Magic is the Western Conference.
Should get an award. Like, you know, you're the scoring champion. You get somebody remembers that, right? Yeah. Like, if you lead the league in assists per game, that's an accomplishment.
Second time of his career.
And Trey did that for sure. So, I don't know. I don't know what that is, but it should be. I mean, you should get something for leading the league in rebounds per game. Now, I'm more of a
Dennis Rodman Award. You think they can let Dennis?
Yeah, give it the Dennis Rodman Award.
Dennis Rodman Award.
No, I'm not. You know, I think it's a good compliment to your longevity to play a lot of games to lead in total assists, because Trey led in that too. But I'm more of a per game person. For whatever reason, as kids, that's all we ever talked about.
Right.
I don't ever remember being like, he led the league in total points scored.
I just remember being like,
he scored 32 and a half a game.
Yes,
like,
we talked about
but now that. I guess people don't play as many games. So I don't know, whatever it is. Trey led the league in total and per game.
Yes.
So
he should win some. Maybe, but this, I mean, the ultimate thing that Trey would like is to be on one of them all NBA teams.
That's the ultimate
thing. That's the ultimate thing right now that Trey would like to
he
be on.
He could get on the third team.
I mean, it's a possibility.
But if he can't even get a finalist for Clutch Player of the Year, the disrespect will probably continue for third team as well.
Andy, the biggest thing with the all NBA teams, like, nobody can figure out who the fifth guy is.
I know.
Yeah, like nobody can figure out. Everybody knows who four of the five are.
Uh-huh.
But nobody can figure out who the fifth guy is.
Well, so many good players missed so much time this year. Like
exactly.
Guys that would have been up for the award, like you know,
Luka.
Traditional first team all NBA guys aren't gonna get it because they haven't played 65 games. So yeah, I don't know. Hopefully he can. That'd be great. For him.
Why not?
Certainly help his
ka-ka-cha-ching!
Help his
ka-ka-cha-ching!
Or I don't know, maybe that would make it even harder than negotiating, even harder, because then the Hawks are like, well, we can't pay you $350 million. We would be more comfortable with like the other slightly lower down max contract. Like $250 million. Yeah. They will trade you somewhere else and they'll pay you.
Yeah,
you know?
But isn't that the thing? Isn't that the Bird Right thing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so then so they trade him, he wouldn't be able to get it because of all like the same thing.
You
that
have
with
to
Luka
be on the you, yeah,
and
you
all
have
that
to be on the
like
same
that,
team.
Man. But yeah, it would be a interesting. Why are you, what's going on? More sound.
We have an updated sound sheet.
Oh, updated.
So when we talk NBA playoffs at 12:20, we've got some audio from that.
No problem. I saw. You remember? I think it was Bo brought it up on the back page about the Publix, the race that they had last week that they had to disqualify or whatever.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I heard what Bo said. It was on the news yesterday. I was like. Because I would never come and make fun of that because that's what people love, the running of everything like that. I just immediately thought of Abe. And I was wondering, did that mess up his stats? Because Abe seems like a stat guy that keeps track of his running stats and per mile and all those different things. And now that is not counted, does that like hurt you in your quest for the Peachtree Road Race and all those things? Okay.
So Oz Mike's not working.
Yeah, he ain't been here in a damn week, and Oz Mike don't want to work. Damn it, Abe.
As the greater Atlanta metro area rejoices.
Still no?
Oh,
no,
there we go.
No.
There it is.
It was only the full marathon.
Okay.
I only did the half. So the issue was around like mile 20 or something.
Okay.
So it did not impact me.
Okay, got it.
It just would be so frustrating, you know? Like if you ran a full marathon,
yes.
And you did run the full marathon. It was only like 500 yards short or
yes.
something like that. And it's like, nah, it doesn't count.
Don't count.
We measured wrong.
The biggest issue.
You guys messed
y'all,
up.
Y'all, I
so
didn't mess up. I ran
me.
It.
Yeah.
The biggest issue, and I only bring it up today because they're about to finish, is that some people would try and use Publix as the
right.
Boston qualifier.
Right.
You have to and so it's not going to be able to be used as a Boston Marathon qualifying race.
Right, because you have to run a certain speed
yeah.
to qualify to run in the Boston.
Exactly.
A lot faster than I can run.
Exactly.
Yes,
okay.
Pretty crazy.
All right,
which, by the way, it's Marathon Monday.
Yes, it is.
In Boston today.
Yes, it is. But, that's why I was just curious about that. But it was that, because he's in the running more deeply than you are, even though you run.
I've been off it. I've been off my running game. More of a jump rope guy
and
these days.
And I saw it, and then that's my ex. You're more of a what?
More of a jump rope guy these days.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You double dutching?
I wish. I wish I was out there.
My name is Andy. What? And I'm the best. What?
Go. Me and Lily and all your little friends out there double dutching. I wish. Just doing some jump rope workouts on YouTube.
Good for you.
Yeah, I feel like it accomplishes like a cardio workout
mm-hmm.
in 20 minutes. That it takes me 30 or 40 minutes to do running.
Okay.
So,
well, I mean, jump rope is good for the soul.
It's good for the, good for the calves,
it's good
too.
For the soul, calves and everything. That we're on that trek to get you dunking, you know, so the jump rope probably should help.
That's all it is. I'm just going to jump rope 20 minutes a day, and then I'll be dunking.
And that's all the cardio you do?
In no time. I'll run a little bit here and there, and then a little weights, you know, some kettlebells. Got to keep it tight. The cardio I did on Saturday was moving 1,000 pounds of pea gravel from the driveway to the backyard.
Ooh.
That was, man.
You got a wheelbarrow, don't you?
I do.
Okay.
Yeah, I wasn't moving it pebble by pebble.
No,
by
but
hand.
I'm saying, the wheelbarrow should have took some of it off.
Yeah, I mean.
But then pushing the wheelbarrow up that long-ass driveway.
I was the one pushing the wheelbarrow.
Yes.
But, it was good. It was good.
Good
out there. Back-breaking labor.
There you go.
Speaking of marathons, people refer to the NBA season as one, right?
Yes.
82 games is a long time. The Hawks just wrapped up theirs on Friday, and then with two extra ones in the play-in. Now, they lost on Friday, so they're not going to the playoffs for the second straight year.
Correct.
This is Quinn Snyder's second full year,
yes.
right? He took over in the middle of the year before that, and they did advance, actually, out of the play-in round that year,
yes.
and then they lost to the Celtics in the first round of the playoffs. Last year, they lost in the play-in round, didn't go to the playoffs. This year, they lost in the play-in round, didn't go to the playoffs.
Yeah.
I understand the roster is not great. They were actually better this year than I thought they were going to be, even without Jalen Johnson. They were better than I thought that they were going to be. But that's two full years and no playoff appearances for Quinn Snyder.
Yes.
That's not very good.
No, especially when did it seem like they moved heaven and earth to get him here?
I don't know about that.
Okay.
I mean, it seems like they paid him $50 million to come off the beach.
Yeah. But I think, meaning, you know.
I don't know that they were fighting with anyone else to get it.
Yeah, that's one way to say. I think Coach Quinn's he's a damn fine basketball coach. And, but I just remember. I just remember when the signing went down and I was like, oh, you're talking about the one in Utah.
Right.
With Donovan Mitchell in them.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Where I think they won a playoff series.
Yeah, I was like, oh, okay.
You know what I mean? And again, Don't take this as me saying that I don't think Quinn Snyder is a good coach.
I do
think Quinn
yes.
Snyder is a really good coach.
Yes.
I just don't think that this roster is particularly good, nor has any of the rosters that he's had since he's been here been particularly
right.
good. The rosters he had in Utah were pretty good.
Yeah.
And I think they were the one seed once, maybe a two seed, whatever. But, like, you know, even there, they kind of topped out and didn't do a ton when it got to the postseason. So we're a long ways away, I think. Maybe I'm wrong about this because it's the NBA now, and NBA championship winning coaches get fired 2 years later.
Yes.
So, you know, take that with a grain of salt, what I'm about to say. But I feel like we're a long way off from actually having a conversation about whether or not he's doing a good job. But it's not that hard to make the playoffs. Like, no offense to the league, but like,
yeah, it is.
No, eight teams make it. And like, you got beat by a team that won 37 games
mm-hmm.
to make the playoffs.
Right.
Like, just make the playoffs. Now, again, what's the difference, really? You're going to play four or five more games, you're going to get smoked by the Cavs, and you're going to be out. But, like, Nate McMillan was making the playoffs.
Yes, he was.
You know what I mean?
McMillan took him to the Eastern Conference Finals.
He did take him to the Eastern
yes.
Conference Finals. But even a couple years after that, they got to the playoffs.
Right.
They're not even getting the playoffs.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's that's why it goes back to something we talked about last week.
More than half the league makes the playoffs.
Yeah, but it's like they're not that good. Meaning, yeah, well, you know what I mean? Like
no, that's true. That's really all that matters.
Yeah, but when you say like it's easy to make the playoffs, not for this team.
Right.
Yeah, not for this team and teams like them. Middle, you know, not even middle, below middle of the pack type teams. That's what they are. We talked about it 2 years ago, the blip aspect of what this organization is. It was a great run and everything, but you were not of the expectation that this is going to be the norm.
No.
You know, that it was not going to be the norm. Now, it's okay to have the expectations that you might want it to be the norm, but it's just what it is. It's just like the damn football team. Super Bowl, should you expect it? Yeah, but should you like, not brace yourself for the fact of what this team's history has always told you about this team?
Yeah.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah, I guess my thought with that is just sort of, you know, this will now, next year will be the third full year with Quinn Snyder. Mm-hmm. It feels like the transition that they made from what was that was inherited to what kind of is now, if they can nail some moves this offseason, I don't know that it'll be complete, but it'll at least be closer to what I think he wanted it to be.
Right.
Right? Like an offense focused around Trey that can run with shooters and perimeter guys that are kind of long and can play defense.
Correct.
Like obviously you still need more toughness. That was pretty evident in like the whole season, but obviously in the Orlando game. And you need some more size down low. It would be great if you could add a center that's a genuine star to sort of check all of those boxes at the same time, but that's hard to do. I'm just saying, like, okay, if it just feels like when we talk about these guys, there's a lot of, it's almost like graded on a curve or something. It's like, well, what? Okay, they're young, sure, but you know, there's a lot of young teams. Mm-hmm. It's the NBA. Mm-hmm. Like, you get young, and then you build around your young guys, and then you start. They're young. They were young 4 years ago. Mm-hmm. You know, when they lost in the playoffs, and everyone would send out those tweets of, they make this run. But look at the ages of these guys. Mm-hmm. I saw a lot of that at the end of this season, too. It's like, yeah, it was disappointing, but all these guys are, like, 23. Mm-hmm. So? Mm-hmm. 23 and what?
But that's what
good?
I'm saying.
In 23 and what?
23 and improving.
Because the Oklahoma City Thunder are the second youngest team in basketball.
Okay, but they got an MVP caliber player as their you know.
Yes, that's the difference.
Yeah,
they have big difference. They have great players.
Yeah, they got that guy.
But my point is not compare the Hawks to them. My point is to say you can't just hang your hat on youth.
Oh no, doubt about
just
it.
Just because they're young,
that's not always a good thing.
Mean anything.
That's not always like, a good thing either. Because you look at it from a standpoint where they're still developing.
Jalen
they're still
Johnson's
trying to do
about
that.
To be in his fifth year in
He's
the NBA.
He's gonna be 23.
Right. But yeah. Usually, when somebody's in their fifth year, mm-hmm. you're like, "Well, I know what that guy is."
Well, it's kind of trying to figure out what he is. But every time it seems like we're getting a glance, it's ended.
Right.
It's ended with him. And so, I mean, I just look at it from, and we're gonna hear this all damn off season. Hopefully, I know be coming from this show of the expectations are going to be higher because he's going to be back. I'm not going to go there until I figure out what they add because he's already here. They need to get a guy who is not on this team.
Well, that's the thing.
Yes.
Even with him, he was playing very well. Don't get me wrong. Like, he was playing really well.
But where were they?
Same.
Yes.
Like, they were right in the same spot.
Yes.
They finished eighth. I think they were seventh when he got hurt.
So you're getting credit. You're getting credit for not falling off the map because he was here.
Yeah, and it's just one of those things that franchises that I've covered in the past, like that are kind of like the Hawks, that kind of tend to be in the middle, try to sell you on.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they love to sell you on the unknown. Like, the future is bright because. And it's like, well, at some point, the future has to cash in.
Yes.
Because, like, you know, again, it wasn't that long ago that the youth of the roster was being bragged about, and then none of those guys developed into much, except Trey is still here. The rest of that core that was here 4 or 5 years ago that did all that, you know, that had that nice run is gone, and now you've retooled it with another young roster. And it's like, you can't just keep being like, next year's the year simply because of, you know, age or mysterious injury here, or maybe we have money. Like, eventually, you have to do it
because it's their second time doing this for Trey, right? This,
yeah,
pretty
yeah,
much,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, kind of retooling,
mm-hmm.
yeah,
because
mm-hmm. the first time they tanked, they got him, mm-hmm. and then they kind of built up around it,
right?
And for the most part, it didn't work. Like, you know, they had that blip run, but like, none of those guys are here anymore.
No, none of them.
Now that they traded DeAndre Hunter, this year, who by the way had 0 points in that Cavs game last night, which is crazy. Now they kind of hit the refresh button. So, just got to be right this time.
Yeah.
Like all those 22-year-olds have to turn out to be really good players.
But you got to get the young guys to continue to develop. I mean, you more than anything, we talk about Jalen Johnson, you got to get Richey because his heart got took in this playoff. I mean,
yeah, he wasn't ready for
it. He wasn't ready for play in action.
Nope.
All right. He looked lost this whole the Orlando series and damn sure against the damn Heat. You know, so more than anything, because he's the number one overall pick, you got to get him like playing at a level on both sides of the ball, because that's what happens and that's how a lot of teams who's best player, main player is a smaller player. You got to be big and athletic. You said it earlier, long and lengthy on those wings and everything, because he's going to get picked on all those different things. You got to be able to help him. But yeah, you want Jalen Johnson back, no doubt about it. But that guy, he's got to go like, and he played well. Down, so don't get me wrong. You saw some flashes.
He
did.
He had a nice final couple months.
This young man could do, and you're very optimistic because of what you saw. But then what you saw in the play-in portion of it, he was a non-factor, mm-hmm. and just looked like. And when you say didn't look ready, it's a damn play-in,
right?
The hell you mean he ain't ready?
Imagine if it was actually a playoff
exactly.
game. You know, yeah. No, I know. And one of them was at home, and the other one was in Orlando.
Orlando.
It's not a.
It's like a home.
It's not a difficult environment to play in. Yeah, man. I don't know. All that to say, like I hope they're headed in the right direction. I'm just not so 100% confident as I feels like a lot of other people are. Like, they still aren't in the playoffs, you know? It's 2 years in a row. They're not in the playoffs. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to an NFL no huddle to kick off the noon hour. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.